worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Morning worship at 11 a.m. And Wednesday at 5 p.m. by Bible study.
New Beulah Baptist Church, 908
Charlotte Street, Forest, Louisiana. Service time, 2nd and 4th Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday.
God bless you.
This is the 70,000 watt burn of the community, KAYT.
Now don't get me wrong, it's good for y'all to watch Super Bowl. That's good. I'm talking about me. I am old fashioned.
Temperature for Garden Price, located at 200 Nona Street in the city of Louisville, coming to you once again for our Saturday broadcast over KAYT 88.1. We invite you to join us at any time, and our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, and our First Lady, Mother Judy Johnson, will be happy to see you. We have services during the week on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. We have our Bible study. And then on Friday nights at 7 o'clock, we have our joint night services. On Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock, we have our Sunday school, followed by our Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. On Sunday evenings at 6:30 p.m., you can join us as we have YPWW, followed by our Sunday evening services. Once again, if you're looking for a church home or just a place to worship where the Spirit of the Lord dwells and the Holy Spirit is falling, join us at 200 Nona Street in the city of Louisville. God bless you, and we now join a service already in progress.
Worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords. You are worthy, worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you, everybody, clap your hands, say, so worthy. Mary,
are so worthy. All of the glory. All of the honor. You're worthy. You're worthy. So worthy. I love to worship you.
King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you.
I love to worship you.
King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship
you. Oh, yes, I do. Lord, I magnify you with my hands. And I will lift them to you.
I will lift them to you, oh Lord.
I bring to you my voice, cause that's what you called me to do. And I will say this to you.
I will say this to you.
You are worthy.
Worthy, worthy.
You are worthy.
Help us, O God, to make the right choices in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you be a friend for us. For we know that you are a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Bless now, I pray. Just give me something to say, Lord. We'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 18:24 says, a man that has friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And then Isaiah 41:8 says, but thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. And St. John, the 15th chapter, and it's the one in your bulletin. If you can't find it in the Bible, just look on the bulletin. Got it. All right. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Three powerful scriptures, and you could preach from either one of them, but let me lift up a couple of thoughts and I'll be through. I chose to change the subject a little bit from what you have in your theme, man, and I wanted to talk about what are friends for. What are friends for? You may want to make a note of that, and maybe sometime in the future I'll preach this message. But I just want you to look at a couple of things as we go through this. Now, you know what a friend is, right? It's a companion, someone that loves you, and someone you love, someone that is there for you, all right? It's a neighbor, and not necessarily the person that live next door, because your neighbor sometimes is not the one that live next door. Matter of fact, sometimes the people that live next door to you is your worst enemy. you've been calling the police, and they've been looking, trying to find out who's been stealing from you, when it's the person live next door, watch you, as soon as you leave out of your house, they go over there and take your stuff. Oh, y'all better hear me. Yeah. You think that they're your neighbor. My neighbor wouldn't do that. Yeah, your neighbor would. Amen. We've talked about what a friend is. Amen. What a friend is not. Amen. A friend will not bear false witness against you. Amen. A friend is not one that will lie on you. A friend is not one that's going to scandalize your name. A friend is not one that's going to drag your name through the mud. A friend is not one that's going to undermine you and cut you down. That's what a friend is not. No. Friends don't do that. Amen. Friends don't tell you that they love you and then go to their other friend. Lord, help me here. See, I might have to preach anyhow. Amen. Don't go to other folks, you know, and say, I don't like her. She's really not my friend. Amen. Friends don't do that. Amen. Friends are not double-minded. Amen. Friends are not two-faced. Just tell you what a friend is not. That's all I'm doing. I just want you to know what a friend is not. What a friend is, but you may not know what a friend is not. Friends just can't be two-faced. There's no way, amen, if you are my friend, amen, that you can be two-faced, that you can make me believe that you love me, amen, all the time, amen, you're talking about me behind my back. Now, you just can't do that. If you're really my friend, because I know what a friend is. Amen. I know how friends are supposed to treat a friend. Amen. Praise the Lord. Friends go out of their way to be nice to their friend. Friends just won't let anybody talk about their friend. No, friends will not stand up and talk about it. Not only will they not talk about it, they won't let nobody else talk about it. They said, no, hey, hold it. Wait a minute now. I ain't who? You don't know what you're saying. That's my friend. I stand up. I stick up for my friend. I fight for my friend. I get ugly for my friend. Amen. Friend. Well, what? Friend is a term of endearment. The name itself is a term of endearment. Look at somebody and say, friend is a term of endearment.
Yeah, just the word. Amen. If somebody say that they are your friend, amen, that's a term of endearment. That will make you feel good. What they're saying is that they really care about you. Amen. And Mark 5 and 19 said, well, Jesus would not let the man he had healed go with him. He said, basically, go to them that belong to you. Go to your friends. Return to your friends. You're clean now. Amen. You don't have to live out there in the graveyard no more. You don't run around naked with no clothes on, foaming at the mouth. People are afraid of you. Go back to your friends. Go home. That's what he was saying. Go home where people know you. Oh, they may know you, amen, as Legion, but when they see you now, they're going to know that there is a change. How many folks know that there's a change in you? Oh, your friends remember you when you was out in the world, when you were doing all kinds of things, amen. But go back home. Let them take a look at you now, amen. When they look at you, they're going to find out that your hands look new. When they look at you, amen, your feet look new. When they look at you now, your whole countenance has changed. There's been a change in your life. Amen. And friends, amen, true friends are going to say, Roscoe, you sure look good, man. Sally Ann, girl, what happened to you? Amen. And you'll get a chance to tell them, I found Jesus. Oh! My God, I found you. That's all it takes, huh? How many know that's all it takes? Amen. For a change to come over you, all it takes is for you to find Jesus. Oh, I ought to turn that net loose on you right now. My God, hallelujah. That child sure look good over there. Because that's what happened to you. When Jesus come into your life, it makes a change. None of you look the same way you did when you was out in the world. Oh, you thought you was cute. You thought you was pretty. You thought you were foxy. And they even told you that. But you was ugly. But when Christ came into your life, I wish I had time to preach this message. It made a change. It made a difference. Amen. Not only do you look different, you feel different. Can I get a witness in here? Huh? Don't you feel better? You feel different. You feel clean inside and outside. Yeah. Because your friend, and I'm closing. I don't have time to close this. Amen. I'm going to preach it one of these days. I'll have to preach it. I'm serious. I want to preach this message. There's a lot in this message. I want to preach it. But you see, your friend, amen, I'm just going to close it out. Your friend, amen, lives with you. Wait a minute here. Yeah. See, your friend, amen, he don't stay on the outside. Your friend don't live down the street. Your friend lives with you. He's in the house. What house? This house. This body, amen. Your friend, what friend am I talking about? Your friend is Jesus. Live within your mortal bodies. Hallelujah. Now that you cleaned up the house, Jesus said, hey, I like that. I can come in now because I will not dwell in an unclean temple. But when you cleaned it up, hey, glory, when you got the temple clean, you said, come on, Jesus, come on and go home with me. He said, all right. But when it was dirty, he said, no, you got to clean it up. To clean up your temple. And once you clean it up, Jesus will come in. Can I get a witness in here? How many know he'll come in? And he'll sup with you. He'll spend a little time with you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. Praise God. And somebody said, let's have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our pain and cry. And he'll answer by and by. And you'll feel a little prayer will turn. Ow! And you know, a little fire burning. just a little talk with Jesus? Have you talked to him lately? Can you talk to Jesus? If you talk to Jesus, everything is going to be all right. Talk to him. Everybody standing.
Thank you.
Or you need to talk to your friend.
Thank you.
I say you need to talk to your friend. If you talk to your friend, hallelujah, your heart won't be so heavy. If you talk to your friend, praise the Lord. You won't have to sit with your head hanging down all the time. If you talk to your friend, he is a burden bearer. He's a heavy load sharer. He'll be there. Don't you worry. Hallelujah. Just take courage. Take courage, saints. Take courage. Jesus will be there for you. Want to pray for somebody who need a friend today. Somebody's in here. Somebody in here need a friend today. And I heard somebody say, what a friend. I want Roy to sing a little bit of that. We have in Jesus all of our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Somebody need prayer, come on.
A friend we have in Jesus.
Come on. Come on up.
All
I don't want to have to beg nobody.
And grief to bear. What a privilege to carry.
You sure need to listen to the words of that song.
Everything to God in prayer.
Say it again, Mo.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Would that be another? We're going to pray in a minute.
Oh,
but I want you included in the prayer. That's it. Come on, young
people.
Come on. Come on.
What?
Glory. That's it. Come on up. Come on. Make no difference who you are. If you need prayer, you need to come up here. Hallelujah.
Everything to God.
And as these young people come,
in prayer,
if the parents are here, you need to come and stand beside your daughter. You need to stand beside your son.
A friend.
Come on. We need a friend. We're trying to get closer to
Jesus. Oh,
come on, boy, help him sing it.
Our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry.
That's it. Just give on up to him. Go ahead and praise him. Yes.
God in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who
want you to think about this one. Think about it. Can you find a friend so faithful who will be there for you when things are not going well?
We'll all our sorrow share.
For he,
we know thou every weakness.
Oh, just take
it to the Lord in prayer.
Let the rain fall on you. God of mercy,
God of
love, rain on us. Come on, church.
God of love.
Don't go to sleep now.
God of mercy.
God of love.
Rain on us.
God of mercy.
God of love.
Rain on us.
Hallelujah.
In advance, we praise you.
God of mercy,
God of love,
reign on
us.
God of mercy,
God of love,
reign on us.
We praise you for your reign. We adore and magnify your name.
We
one more time.
God of mercy,
God of love,
reign on us.
God of mercy,
God of love,
reign on us.
Music.
Hallelujah.
In advance, we praise you for your reign. We adore.
We adore.
God of mercy.
God of love.
Let your mercy
fall from above.
God of mercy,
God of love,
let your mercy,
God of mercy,
God of love,
let your blessing
fall from above,
rain on us,
rain on us, we need it, we gotta have it, let it rain on us.
Rain, 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 rain on
us. Rain on us.
Rain on us.
Rain on us.
Rain on us.
Rain on us.
Rain on us.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m.,